Hello, this is Father Mike Walker of Father Mike's Podcast, Father Mike's Bible Study Podcast, and the Catholic Combine, the pastor of St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Beaverton, Oregon. If you would like more information about the parish or the podcast, please feel free to email me at frmikewalker@gmail.com. And now, today's podcast.
All right, so I want you all to use your imagination for just a little bit. Imagine that you went back in time somewhere around 2,000 years, and you're a shepherd, and you're out on this open field. It's a little drier than what you'd find in Oregon, and also it's not quite as cold. But nevertheless, it's a beautiful night. The stars are out. You've got all your sheep, and you're guarding them, and everything seems to be going well. You're probably in a pretty peaceful mood, just getting ready to kind of have an easy night. Then all of a sudden, an angel appears to you. And the angel has a message for you that's something you didn't expect. First of all, do not be afraid. Do not fear. That the angel says he comes bringing good news of great joy. Okay, well, that's good. And then he says that in the city of David, that there is a child that will be born for us, who is Christ the Lord. Christ, that means he's the Savior, he's the Messiah. Again, pretty good news of great joy. And then he says that there will be a sign, that in Bethlehem, there will be a child who will be swaddled and lying in a manger. Okay, that's nice. And then all of a sudden, the sky opens up, and it's not just one angel, but it's just like countless numbers of angels. And they're all praising and worshiping God and singing Gloria, and you're just experiencing all this. Well, obviously, this would have been a huge event in the life of a shepherd, because shepherds didn't typically have these sort of things happen. And actually, to a certain degree, we're not so used to that ourselves. But nevertheless, it did happen, and the shepherds told the story when they came down and actually witnessed what the angel was talking about. Of course, notice what the shepherds didn't do. After it was all done, they didn't just sit down and kind of say, oh, it's time for dinner. You know, they said, well, let's just take a nap for a while. No, they actually acted on what the angels proclaimed and what the angels told them. And if you keep reading in that gospel, the shepherds go down and they notice that they see Mary and Joseph and the child Jesus just as the angel had said. And they were overjoyed. Well, this is something that really describes faith to a large degree, because God breaks into our world and we, as people of faith, can experience that. But then there's always, what now? So what's the next step after something like this happens? And we can actually live out our faith in a particular way. I think one of the difficulties we have when we hear faith is we don't really understand what the word means. We think what faith means is just to believe in something that's unprovable. And that's like, well, I believe in it, I have faith. But that's not really where the word faith comes from. Originally, in the earliest times of the Old Testament, when it talks about faith, it's basically loyalty or faithfulness to a particular person. And we can see this when it comes to Noah, and when we see it in Abraham, when we see it in Moses, when we see it in King David and the prophets. They had a faith in their relationship that they had with God. And then because of that faith, when God spoke to them, they acted on it. So faith is something that is not passive, but it is active. It's something that impels us to action. And this is why the shepherds, when they heard that good news, they had the faith to respond to the message. And they went down into Bethlehem and they experienced everything just as the angel had suggested. But keep in mind that faith is also something that's caught up in relationship with God in particular, and it's part of the covenant relationship he has with his people. And we can see these covenants throughout the ages, starting with the first one with Adam and Eve, and then with Noah, and then with Abraham, and then with Moses, and then with David, that each one of those times that God made a series of promises, And he told the people that he was making the covenant with that I will do these things for you, these great things. And all he required in return was faith in the fullest sense of the word, not just believing in something, but it's believing and acting on that belief. And so Abraham moved from Mesopotamia and went into the promised land where God said that he was going to give him blessings and land and he was going to give him descendants. And of course, all that happened. And it happened even in a greater way than Abraham could have ever expected. The same thing could be said for Moses and also King David. We heard about King David in the first reading as well as the gospel. King David would have been considered like the golden era of the Israelite monarchy. And there was a promise that God made to David that he would have an eternal kingdom and his descendant would be the Messiah. He would be the Christ. And so David probably didn't have a full understanding of what that meant. But nevertheless, God fulfilled his promise. And all David had to do is just have a heart after God. Because we all know that David sinned and was not perfect, but God worked with him in his faith that he had. And so this covenant relational faith that we see throughout the Old Testament and the New, we see in action with these shepherds who go down and witness this great event. Now there's another aspect to this, and that is that God entrusts himself to people. Now again, we kind of think that this is normal, but it's really pretty exceptional. Like, why would God entrust himself to us? So here we have the Lord of the universe, God, being born as a baby and entrusted to Mary and Joseph. It's pretty spectacular. But notice that the words of the angel is, a child would be born for us or to us. So in other words, Jesus is entrusting himself to us. He can be born in us, and we can experience him in a way maybe different in some respects, but every bit as real is what the shepherds experienced on that Christmas morning, or that middle of the night. And so, again, what is our response? Well, there are responses that we can have, and maybe you've kind of made the response in one way or another in your life. I was watching these videos of these Japanese Christians, and Christianity in Japan is a very small percentage of the population. It's about 1%. And they were interviewing them, and they're saying, you know, what happened when you became Christian, and why did you become Christian? And they started telling their stories. And what was kind of fascinating about it is that they explained it like, well, I have meaning and purpose in my life that I never had before. I felt this immense love of God that I never knew existed. And I was caught up in something with the community and with the people that I didn't think possible. You know, hope and expectation is something that we kind of take advantage of, take for granted as Christians. I have to admit, I'm kind of the same. I live with expectation and hope. It's kind of part of who I am. And I have a real confidence that God will complete his promises, just as he repeatedly did in the Old and New Testament. But in addition to that, I have a certain peace and joy and fulfillment in this life just because I happen to be one that God spoke to and I responded in some way. So I guess what I'm looking at for today is that we can all be like those shepherds in some way. And just wherever you happen to be, don't worry about that so much, but just respond in the way that you're able to. And see where the Lord might be leading you. And I think you're going to find what those Japanese young people were saying, but also what maybe we've experienced at different times in our life. God is alive, and he's born for us. He's our Savior. It's good news of great joy. And so, once again, we bring all of these expectations and all this hope into our families and into our world. And so I'm just going to finish today by reading once again that one section. And again, imagine yourself as one of those shepherds listening to this for the first time. Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And then suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace unto whom his favor rests. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. May God bless you and be with you as you live out your faith and serve the Lord this week.